The Pulse presents That Was The Week That Was.
Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of our brand new podcast, That Was The Week That Was, with all of the news from the week that matters to you.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Elliot.
And today we'll be looking back on all of the stories this week that affect you, the students. Today's stories include discussions about taxation on sanitary products, whether parents should be allowed to attend university open days, and advice on how to unwind after a long day on campus.
These stories were all covered this week on our daily discussion show, The Pulse. For more of the news that matters to you, remember to tune in to URN 1350 every day at 5.
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.
The first topic we'll be looking back at today is the news that the University of East Anglia's student union is to sell sanitary products for no profit after a union council motion was passed almost unanimously. We spoke to you, the students, to talk about whether you think sanitary products should be taxed.
It's just the principle of it, it's like a necessary thing.
Up like a certain amount each month, like, you know, from a GP, like a prescription, the pill, you know how you're allowed to get your pill free? But, and then you don't have to. If you've got like a specific preference, like some people don't like certain brands and stuff, and ridiculously overpriced. Like, I was saying this because I went to buy some yesterday, and I was like, how expensive are these? And it's something, it's like we were moaning about like how something that's so vital and you have to use, you've got no choice, have you? It's so expensive. It's kind of, you expect them to tax cigarettes and alcohol because it's a choice, but it's not a choice. That's what really bothers me about it. You can't not have them. I know people who are like, you could use cheap ones and stuff, but even the cheap ones aren't that cheap. And also you want quality with something like that as well, because it's quite important, isn't it? You don't want something like that's heavily like fragranced or anything. You want something that you know that you can trust and it's going to be comfortable.
The question of whether these products should be classified as a luxury was discussed by the Monday Pulse team, with disagreement over whether the products are cheap enough already.
Just an interesting little figure to throw out there. You can actually buy a box of tampons, 24 tampons, for 88p. That doesn't seem very expensive to me.
Where?
Tesco's. That doesn't seem like a lot of money.
But as the person I interviewed on campus today explained, this is something that you really want to take care with. You want a brand that you can trust, and obviously everyone goes for that one Tampax brand, and they're not 88p or whatever the figure was that you said for 24 tampons. That's not how it works, and I don't think it's really on offer to people. If you go to Boots, which is normally where people buy them, that they're going to be that cheap.
I think there is a bigger issue here. I think there it's more a sort of, well, it's the meaning of the thing, isn't it?
So you think rather than the actual price of sanitary products, you think it's the issue that they would put any sort of tax on something that's a basic need?
Well, yeah. VAT is designed to be put on things which are non-essential items. And I know there's a whole children's clothes, adults clothes debate where there's one tax on one and not on the other. But there is no way that you can argue that sanitary products are anything apart from an essential need. If people stopped wearing them, there would be absolute uproar.
The Pulse presents That Was The Week That Was.
We also looked at a report from The Guardian which suggested that students don't always want their parents at university open days, as universities continue to increase the number of open day talks they aim at parents. We spoke to students from around the Portland building to find out whether they think it is important for parents to attend university open days.
I'm going to spend 3 years here, potentially longer, and they want to know where you are and what you're doing for those 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's quite good because obviously they're probably going to have to support you money-wise as well. So you might like go to a uni and you might be like awestruck by it, but they'll probably like look more into the detail of actually like, is this going to be suitable, is this going to be okay for you, kind of, is it going to work out like with distance and stuff, so they probably like look at things more sensibly, whereas this we're just like, oh, it's fine, this looks nice, it's a nice place, whereas they probably look into the detail, so it's quite helpful. I think
parents should be allowed to come to open days so they know where their kids are going.
Yeah, I think they should be able to come so they can ask questions about where their kids are going to be studying and stuff.
Yes, parents should be allowed to come to open days.
I think the benefits are simply that the parents have probably been there before and they would simply know more about what to look at in a university, what to ask, obviously, because when you're being sold something, it's a bit like sort of being sold a product. You need to see a bit further than that and therefore ask the questions that the students might not necessarily know to ask.
Well, actually, my mum was very much of the opinion that it's my choice, not her, so she didn't actually come to any open days with me. But, yeah, she was happy with me, with my choice regardless, so I guess as long as I'm happy, she's happy.
Tuesday Pulse team didn't all agree that parents need to come, as Megan argued that there is a lot to be said for students going to university open days on their own as a part of their first step towards independence.
It didn't affect my decision making or the ability to make my decision, because whether my parents were with me or not, I was able to think, I could go home and talk to them about it. It wasn't like they were completely alienated from the entire process. So I think there is a lot to be said about going on your own to university open days, because it does, and also it's sort of, it's like the first step. This is a decision that ultimately you do have to make on your own. And going to the university open day on your own is sort of saying, right, I'm going to do this. It's your first step to becoming an independent person, I think.
I'm not completely convinced that just your parents coming with you on an open day is really helicopter parenting, because unless they're going to really influence your decision on where you go, they are, to me, parents coming with you, not even just parents, maybe even like grandparents or just someone who, you know, even a friend, really. It's just the idea of having someone there, isn't it?
When it's you, it's quite an overwhelming experience. You've got so much to take in. You've got courses and societies and the campus. Is it big campus? Is it city campus? Blah, 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 blah. And for me, my dad was able to just kind of like be on the outside and kind of see it from his perspective. And then he could offer his perspective to me. His viewpoint didn't influence me hugely in terms of, oh, I've got to go here because that's where my dad wants me to go. But the fact that he said, I think Nottingham is the best place for you to go. And I said, actually, yeah, I think I agree with you there. It was nice to have what he thought and what he thought suited me most.
You can always get involved with the on-air discussion by tweeting us at URNPulse or send us a free web text on urn1350.net. So make sure you tune in every weekday at 5.
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.
One concern of students is often that they don't relax enough when getting stressed with their degrees. A report this week gave a number of suggestions to those of us who are working hard on how to relax, which Sarah took us through on The Pulse.
They're all quite simple things, but they are like really effective things. So the top one is to just take care of yourself. Make sure you're eating well. Get a Netflix account and just watch, have a day of like a TV marathon. Well, they say Netflix or a good book, you know, whatever you fancy, but just something that isn't...
Well, you should relax while working,
essentially.
Basically. Okay,
yeah.
Cheers.
Another is to do all-nighters the smart way. Like, I'm not a person to do all-nighters. Well, I work until like 3 a.m, but I never do an all-nighter. Mm. But they do say if you are going to do them right. Don't do two in a row, because you'll just not be able to function after the second one.
We then went around campus to find out how you relax when the workload is just becoming too much.
I just go to the gym and basically exercise until I'm too tired to cope, go home, have a bath, and then start work again.
It's a bit of a problem for me, actually. I tend to comfort eat. I get into a bit of a spiral, like head to Tesco, get Ben and Jerry's and kind of pig out.
I actually usually just give up on it and kind of go out or go for a run or something, forget about it, pretend it's not happening, but might not be the best advice for everyone else.
When work gets too much, I just take 10 minutes off, watch a few videos on YouTube, maybe a bit of TV, probably ends up being about an hour of TV, and then go back to a bit more work.
When work gets too much for me, I normally can watch some football or, you know, just find some sport to relax me, or, you know, go for a run or play some sport.
Unwind from doing really stressful work, I'd always just go and see my housemates and procrastinate with them.
I just try and get out of my working environment, so I'd like go play sport, I play five-a-side football or something like that, just to get away from all the work, come back in a couple of hours and try again.
If you ever want to leave a comment on any of our stories, you can do so by checking out our brand new Facebook page, URN News Team. The Pulse is on every day between 5 and 6 with all of the news that matters to you, the students.
The Pulse presents That Was the Week That Was.
We hope that you've enjoyed this edition of That Was the Week That Was, and we will be back with more of the stories which affect you, the students, next week.
On today's podcast, we have looked back at a move to make sanitary products cheaper by one university, whether parents should come on university open days, and tips on how to relax from your degree.
Tune into The Pulse every weekday between 5 and 6 p.m. on URN 1350 for all of the news that matters to you.
We will be back next week with That Was the Week That Was, and remember that you can follow us on Twitter at URN Pulse or like us on Facebook to leave your comments on any of today's topics or the ones we will be covering over the next week.
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.